Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The critically acclaimed fantasy, The Night of Ibernia, from up-and-coming author J. Scott Whitty, is an adventure story that brings fantasy together with reality to inspire readers to follow their dreams. An adventurous soul having hiked across the United States in his early life, J. Scott Whitty became rooted in ideas rather than places. With a fascination for words, storytelling became second nature at a very young age. Using his rampant imagination, he has created new worlds in his writing, with a strong focus and preoccupation on character building. Currently living in Ithaca, New York, when not writing, Whitty enjoys time with his partner and children, tabletop gaming, and playing fantasy role-playing games with the local children at the elementary schools. During his 35-year tenure as a small business owner and manager, Whitty has developed a strong passion for storytelling and became a game master. Out of his love of world history and study for many years, he became a teacher, now a member of the Writers Guild of America. J. Scott Whitty, author of The Night of Ibernia, joining us on This Week in America. Jeffrey, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Good morning, Rick. It's great to be here.
Such an exciting background. We'll talk about that as we go through our conversation today. But let's talk about this book that's literally receiving rave reviews, The Night of Ibernia. Give us the storyline. Tell us about the book.
The book focuses on a young boy from Cornwall who decides that he wants to do something great with his life. So he decides to join the famous Knights of Ibernia. So he travels to the ancient lands of Ibernia to do just that. On the way, he meets a woman named Fayette who has to get across the island to warn the Duchess of an impending invasion. And so together they travel across land, reach Ibernia, reach the kingdom of Emain before it's too late.
It's a fascinating story, and you do such a wonderful job of laying it out with the characters, and we'll talk about those, but the world that you've created here, what was the inspiration for this novel? Where did this concept for The Night of Ibernia come from?
The Night of Ibernia is actually an allegory for an experience that I had in my quest for discovering who I was. I traveled across the country in the 1990s on foot and had a lot of misadventures during the course of that adventure, met a lot of people, and kept a journal for all of my travels. When I got home, I put that journal to writing, and I start putting down the Ibernia Chronicles.
I was going to say, as you were going through this process of travel, were you thinking that maybe this would make a great story? I mean, you started being a storyteller and developing characters at a young age. Did you realize as you were traveling, but boy, I've got great material here for a book of some kind at some point?
I didn't actually realize that until towards the end of my journey. When I started rereading a lot of the things that had happened to me, I was starting to tell people about it, and they said, you know, this would be a great book. And once you have a concept for a great book, then you have to start figuring out who the characters are of that great story.
And you do such an excellent job with that. The book we're talking about is The Night of Ibernia, Ibernia. J. Scott Whitty is the author and our guest on the program. You'll find the book at Amazon, all of the usual places. I mentioned you've had this fascination with writing, storytelling, reading from a young age. Who were some of your authors that influenced you as you were growing up that maybe shaped who you are today as a writer?
When I was a teen, I was never found without a book in my back pocket. I read Isaac Asimov, Terry Pratchett, and Robert Heinlein were among my favorites. But as I was reading these stories and being really influenced by them, they didn't really inspire me to write. It wasn't until a friend of mine handed me a book of H.P. Lovecraft that I actually started thinking that this is what I wanted to do with my life. H.P. Lovecraft told tales, but he used a rich language that really inspired people to really feel what the characters were feeling and suck them into the story.
Well, and that's interesting because there are words and then there are words, and you seem to be able to find those that do draw us into the story, a vivid description of what we're seeing. It's almost as we're watching a movie unfold is in our mind. Talk about that, how that whole concept influenced your writing, because obviously it shaped who you are today as a writer.
Well, I very carefully craft words that do elicit emotions. Most people like to have their readers associate with a particular character. I prefer my readers to really get sucked in and engage their imagination while they experience the story that's unfolding and as it's unfolding.
The book is The Night of Hibernia by J. Scott Whitty, available at Amazon, all the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly to J. Scott Whitty's page on Amazon, get all the information there. It's a great place to stay up to date on what else he's writing, which we'll talk about later on during the course of the conversation. When did you actually start writing? You alluded to that a little while ago, that it was you started as a reader and really enjoying escaping in these stories. How did you get started as a writer?
That's an interesting question. I have always been writing. When I was in school, I preferred to write a report as opposed to doing a test. Because I was able to really bring out what was happening in American history when I was at school, and then later when I got out of school, I continued writing all the time. I just had all kinds of stories just coming to me always, and I wanted to not lose those stories, so I kept writing them down, and with this idea that that's what I wanted to do when I grew up. Unfortunately, it was really difficult to break into the market, and I kept writing, and I kept everything that I had ever written. And now that I'm older and retired, I've handed a lot of my work out to people to read, and they've all loved them. And everyone who's read my stories have always told me, you really got to get these things published. So now that I'm retired in my work, that's exactly what I'm doing.
I want to talk about what's next, because you are working on other books, but you say something there that's interesting. Let's go back and talk about that. You wanted to do this early, not able to do it. Life gets in the way. You've got bills to pay, and you've got a job, and you've got people you need to support. Later on, you're able to write. Do you think, in looking back, okay, I couldn't have written this well at that point? I've had so much world life experiences in the meantime. All of this has made me a better writer. Do you look back on your time, the game master and all the travel that you've done, teaching and working with young people, has that all made you a better writer, do you think?
Absolutely. My experience has always worked to make my writing much more rich. However, the fact that I didn't give up on those early stories I didn't throw them away like a lot of people would have done. I always had something to fall back on. I always had something to relive. The Night of Hibernia is written in a voice that's very young. And it's written in that voice because, well, I was very young when I originally wrote it. And as an adult, when I went back to rewrite it and finish the novel, I worked very hard to maintain that sense of it, that feeling that it is a story of a young boy.
You know, that's interesting. I guess the other aspect of that is we get older, we sometimes maybe become less creative, less progressive in our thinking, and I'm not sure that's going to work. Second guessing yourself where you're younger, everything in the world is going to work out. You just go for it. Do you find that? It almost sounds like you had to get yourself back in that younger mindset as you were picking up and telling these stories.
Yes, well, exactly. That's exactly what it was. I had to reread them and honor that voice. Yes. That I had when I was young. And Darla Cross is kind of my younger self. And in my second book, Of Whom Fortune Favors, he gets to meet my older self. And Calibus de Galis is that older self. And it's so rare that a version of a younger person gets to meet an older person.
Well, yeah, that's an interesting concept. And as you're talking, I'm thinking, okay, this would be good. You waited. Maybe not so good if you forget what it was like to be young and all these vivid things you had going in your imagination. J. Scott Witte, Witty, if you're Googling, is our guest on the program, the author of The Night of Hibernia. The book is available wherever books are sold. Go to Amazon. You'll get information on all of Jeffrey's books. Talk about that. Talk about the books that are out there now and what you're working on, because you've got good news for the people that enjoy Hibernia, because another one's coming along.
Yes, that's correct. First one, we have The Night of Hibernia, which we're talking about today. The second book in the Hibernia Chronicles is Of Whom Fortune Favors, which continues the story of Dar and Fayette. The third book in the Hibernia Chronicles is The Rose and the Sword. And those are the three books that are out for the Hibernia Chronicles. Recently, I did my sci-fi thriller, which is Of Whom, which is the first of them all.
Ooh.
And very soon I have coming out my 1920s mystery horror novel, which is called The Lurker in the Dark. I also am working on The Prisoner of Hibernia, which is the fourth book in the Hibernian Chronicles.
You've got a lot. It's a good thing you're retired, or you'd be taking a lot of vacation days here to work on this. I'm sure once you get going with an idea, you want to see it through. In fact, you hear people talk about, I got the writer's block. I think sometimes maybe the opposite of that is you've got so much on going in your mind, you just don't sleep for 3 days. Do you get to that point where, boy, I got all these ideas coming. I really can't go to bed tonight. I need to write these down before I forget them all.
Yeah, I have a tendency to be awake writing until very early in the morning, and then sometimes wake up in the middle of the night and have to write. So that does occur, yes.
So you dream about it as well as when you're actually in your conscious state, so you need to get up and to write that down there. You know, it's interesting, out of those 1920, that's different than what you've done now, at least in terms of there was an actual 1920s. What's it like going back and doing research so the characters, the storyline will be reflective of that time period?
Well, I'm a research nerd, so I really love going back and rebuilding an era of history in its all of its details. A lot of people feel that there's this romanticism of bygone times. And really, I find that people are the same no matter what era it is. And that's what I tend to focus on, is the people and their lives and how they've gone through and dealt with all of the disadvantages they've had and how they've overcome them.
I mentioned basically a student of history. You are really someone who likes to study history. Talk about that and the influence of history on where we are today. Sometimes we think of history as bygone days, and you just alluded to something there in terms of people. Just because they were born, you know, 80, 90 years ago, they were still people just like we are. Can we learn from history? Very basic question, but sometimes we don't seem to learn from history.
We can absolutely learn from history. History tends to repeat itself.
Yes.
And history repeats itself because we're the same people. We haven't really changed that much. It's just that our environment and technology has changed, and that's altered our perception of what our communities look like. So if you go back in time, you see a lot of things that have occurred that really don't make much sense. But if you really get into the heads of individuals who made those things happen, the question that's always been in the forefront of my mind when I write is whether history creates the hero of a story, or whether the hero of a story creates history.
Ah, yes.
And that tends to go back and forth. So
I really enjoy that aspect of what you do, that you bring to all of your books. And this book, The Night of Hibernia, J. Scott Witte, several more in the series coming out, several that have been published. You'll find all of that by going to Amazon and our website. When you started with the first in this book, did you know this was going to be a series, or did it just evolve that, boy, I got a lot here that I can do with these people and lessons that I can present. I'm going to write several more. How did that start off, a series or one book?
It started off as one gigantic book. my first three novels were actually originally one novel. And when I sent it to the publishers right after I graduated high school, it was summarily rejected. I sent it to all of the publishers, and they all sent me very nice rejection letters, which I still have. But it didn't stop me from writing. As an adult, when people started telling me, you really got to publish these books, I went back and I started working with several editors who were helping me get my books and prepare them for publication. And immediately that first book had the biggest problem was that it had three stories intertwined together, which needed to be separated and put into three separate books. Once I did that, then they were ready for publication.
And the books are available now. Most of the series, you've got something to look forward to. And again, you can follow all of that in the author's page at Amazon, J. Scott Witty, W-I-T-T-Y. And we've got the link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A few minutes left in the program. Talk about maybe some of the themes that you have in your books. The one that you express so well is the idea, especially reaching out to young people who are the readers, that anything in life is possible. How important is that to you, to get that message out there, that these young people keep believing in themselves, and if they believe, they can accomplish?
Working with young people today, I see there's a general theme among teens today, and that is that they don't feel that their dreams, that their wishes, that they the things they want to do for a living when they grow up are not being honored. And they're not being appreciated. And I want to get across to readers, young readers, that if they have a dream that is really important to them, then they should stick with it and keep at it. And even though they have to do something else in order to get by in their life, they should never give up on that dream, because eventually that dream will be all they have. And if they still have that dream that they've had when they were a child, then there's no reason why they can't move forward with it.
And you're a perfect example of that. That spark has been there for years, and you were able to go back and now have a very successful career as a writer. So it's not just an adult saying something to the kids because it came out of a textbook and you're relaying that. It's actually your life experiences that you don't give up on. Keep those flames going and don't give up on those dreams. J. Scott Witty, our guest on the program, besides this really impressive story and great character development that you have in the book, The Night of Hibernia, what are some of the takeaways that you hope that young people get? Because you've got some subtle messages there about taking care of the environment, about socioeconomic issues. You've got some messages there. What do you hope people take away from reading The Night of Hibernia, other than just, boy, that was a really good story?
Well, a lot of people have told me that they have different things that they get from the story. And you're right, there's a lot in there. Because while I was traveling around, I was faced with the reality of our civilization and those darknesses of our civilization as well. And instead of focusing on and trying preaching to people how they should live or what they should do, I just present it the way I experience it. And there's a lot of other issues. For example, Adar and Fayette work very hard to overcome many, many obstacles that are in their way. And they have to learn through trial and error that the only way to accomplish their goals is that they have to learn to work together. And with young boys and young women, it's really difficult to cross that threshold and have a man and a woman learn how to work together as equals in our society today. And I'm hoping that my stories could inspire more of that.
And I'm sure they've done that, and they will continue to do that. Rather than just talk about it with words, you display it so well in your books. The book is The Night of Hibernia. What kind of reaction are you getting from young people?
Everyone who has actually read my novels loves them. They can't get enough of them. The reason why I started working on the fourth novel was because a lot of people asked me for more of it. There is more to be published. I have 35 unpublished novels, which need to be edited and finished, and I'm working my way through them.
Are you working more now in retirement than you did when you were actually a member of the workforce?
Yes. I'm busier now that I'm retired than I ever have.
But you're enjoying what you're doing, and it's so evident. Our guest on the program is J. Scott Witte. Scott is 1 G, S-C-O-T. Witte, W-I-T-T-Y. The book is The Night of Hibernia, one of a series, and you'll find those when you look at Amazon, all the usual places. I'll tell you Amazon because that's easy to remember. You can go there and find that information. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, link on, click on the author's name, and you'll stay up to date on all of his books written and upcoming. Jeffrey, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us. Congratulations on the success of the writing career. Hopefully we can do this again. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me.
It has been our pleasure. J. Scott Witte, author of The Night of Hibernia. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.